human base. A little bit after the middle of the Amid, we had a whole sugya. If you have an Eidechot that is Mayid, that there was Kedushin, she Mekodeshes, Shnei Moidim, she Mekodeshes, she not Mekodeshes. What's the maskone? Rav Kahana Omar, Ein Choshishin L'Kedusha. Rav Ashi la Rav Kahane. So Rav Ashi told Rav Kahane, he says, you Rav Kahane says that ain't choshish in l'kedusha. You need two eidim. My daitoch. So what the yom occur? The yalf is dover dover mi moment. Because you learn how dover dover mi moment. Steitoch apishnai meidim yokum dover. And the motza bo ervas dover. Imala holon haidos baldin kemeya eidim domi. There haidos baldin helps. Avkan haidos baldin kemeya eidim domi. Amalei hosom loika chayiv lachine. Hocho ko chayiv lachine. There it's not chav lachine. Here it is chav lachine. Now let us see Rashi and then we'll see this is a very difficult gemara. What does Rashi say? Haidos baldin kemeyo eidim. So this is a very yesoidistic Rashi. How do we know this klal that haidos baldin is kemeyo eidim? So Rashi says, it says, asher yoimar ki hu ze. Now this pasuk is speaking about shvuas meide b'miktzas. And the shomer is saying, Zeh is the Haidah. This, you're money for me, two things. Zeh, I'm Haidah. Who? That thing that you're being Tavaya for me, I'm Kaifa. So it would seem from this pasuk that Rashi understood that under Zeh, we believe the Nitva, that I take owe it to you. Areisha Somach al Miktas Haidah Osoi. So Rashi brings down a pasuk that a person who's moide lechiyuvai, he said, I owe you zeh, we believe him. So the Gemara says, loiko chayev lachine, einei chav la'acherem boidosei zu, shein nifsat elohu. When a person is moide, I owe you money, so others are not being affected by his heido. I owe you money, shein nifsat elohu. Hocho kochayve la'achine. Here is chav la'achine. Shekroi v'yseo nesru boi. Ukroivov nesorim bo. Here, both of them are coming to say they got married. So this is not a private affair between themselves. No, the kroivis become also. So their heido is chav la'achine. Now, we have to understand Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha and the Gemara's Teretz. He says, Rav Kahane had said, Yimakadish Beidechot Ein Choshish in L'Kdushin. My Daiter, the Yalfish, Dovo Dovo Mi Mome. So the Gemara said, you learn how Dovo Dovo Mi Mome. So just like over there, you need to aid him, he also need to aid him. Now, there's a Muradike Kashim. The Dovo Dovo Mi Momein is Lachaira speaking about Eidim Levruri. That means you need to aid him Lagabe Momen. You need to aid them to be Mevara, Dine Momenis. If there is Chiluke Deis, this chalukei deis, does he owe money? Doesn't he owe money? So you need to aid them, livruri. Here, we're saying that it's not kedushin. Bore este makashe, yes, Rav Kahane, we have a whole shakabatai. No, I understand you. that you learn out dovo dovo mi momen, but hey, dospal didn't help. But the vishtait and dovo dovo mi momen, that you need eidim lekiyum amilsa, that you need eidim lebruri milsa. This kasha is a difficult kasha. Rabbi Yeshua asked this kasha. The Rashba seems to ask this kasha. So he says this kasha. This is a very difficult kasha. Where does it say in Dovo Dovo Mi Momen? And when a person sells a field, you don't need to aid them standing there. So what's so? So we have a whole pilpul over here that the reason you say it's no good is because we learn that Alpishnai made them Yokum Dovo. And Emerson Rashi said before this Svara also. Rashi says that Den Kedushin Cholim Belo Yedem. Rashi says this on Daf Samachayim Ad Aleph. Kedushin is not Chal Belo Yedem. V'yalev Dovo Dovo Mi Momen. I learn that Dovo Dovo for a moment. So what does that mean? So it means just like Momen isn't Chal Belo Yedem, Kedushin also isn't Chal Belo Yedem. But it's not true. Momen is Chal Belo Yedem. So let us just say the Ktzais is pshat. The Ktzais says, no, you need Eidim Lekiyumei by Momen also. Alpi Shnayim Eidim Yokum Dova. Yokum Dova means Lekiyum Amilse. Lekiyum Adova, you need two Eidim to be there. You need a Birur of Eidim. So, but it's not true. It's not true. I can sell something. You know, we're going to have a Gemara soon. You can make any chaloy. If there's no difference of opinion, I can sell. I can lend. You don't need Yokum Dovo. Zitik Tzai, no, you do need Eidim to be able to be Mevara what happened. Yokum Dovo, that's a Tanai in a Dovo Sheva Momen. Ah, you don't need Eidim. You know why? Because it does not think you may Eidim Domi. And that's why Rashi said over here, Rashi brought a posik. Rashi said this is the only place in Shas that Rashi brought a posik, because from the Gemara's Kasha we see that Eidos Bodin has an Amonis of Eidim. Every transaction in Dinei Mamnis comes with built-in Eidim. When Reuven sells his field to Shimon, so there's Eidim there. Who's the Eid? Reuven is the Eid. Eidos Bodin came Eidim Dami. So you have the Eidim standing there. You need Eidim over there. So now the Gemara is really good. So the Gemara asks, good, Yochim Dovah, you're right, you need Eidim there, but let's go a little further. But by every transaction, you have built-in Eidim. Which are the built-in Eidim? The Baal Din, the husband can Eidim. So like, there should be also a built-in Eidim. The husband and the wife, they're the built, they're made, he's made that he married her, she's made she got married him. I also have the built-in Eidim. So that the Gemara answers, no. The whole din of Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Domi is if I'm speaking about myself. If I'm not stepping on anyone's toes, I'm speaking about myself, my obligations. I sold the field, I borrowed money, so there you have Eidos Baldin. But here, Kedushin is an action that we're stepping on toes. We're stepping on that his brothers become us, her sisters become us. That already, that you're affecting other people, so there's no din of Eidos Baldin. This is how the Ktzais learns Pshat in the Gemara. Which the flow of the Gemara would be very good. I saw Nateres Shmuel, he asks, he brings from Rab Shimon and Shari Yosha, Reish Har Zayin, asks two very strong kashas on the Ktzais. If we will assume that every Chalois and Dine Momenes in Yesod needs two Eidim to be standing there, and they're capable of being made what occurred. That's a Chalois in Dinei Momenes. That's a Chalois by getting the Kedushin, Dovo Dovo Mi Momen. No, by every Dinei Momenes, by Matone, by Mecha, we have built in two Eidim. That is the Moicha, the Noisin, who is capable of being made Kimeya Eidim, that he sold the field, that he gave the field. So Mamela, there we have a built-in Eidim, Bishas Techalais. So Rav Shimon asks, so what happens if you sell a field to a shliach? The shliach has no nemunus whatsoever on the field of the mishalach, and there we see that the mekach is chal. Or if a person picks up a metziah, a davar shel hefker, then there's no nemunus of eidos baldin. How do we understand a pishnaim edim yakum davar? Now, these are ha'oris and the k'tois. Now, on the etzem pshat in the Gemara says that here, it's not chav l'acherim. Here, there's no nemonis of eidos baldin. Because here, it's chav l'acherim, and Rashi said that the chav l'acherim is because his brothers become us on her kreivis, he becomes us on her kreivish, she becomes us on his kreivim. So that's why it's called Chav L'Acherim. Frektach the Rashba Akashe, and what will be if a ger will marry a geyeres? There's no brothers, there's no sisters, there's nothing. No Chav L'Acherim. It's only between themselves. She says, there you don't need to aid them. According to Rashi, that's the Rashba's kasha. Zok the Rashba, he says he doesn't know why Rashi said what Rashi says. He says, the whole Kiddush, Nein Lecha Chav L'Acherim Gavu Mizeh. I'm saying she's married, so she can't marry anyone else. That's the Chav L'Acherim. He doesn't know, Nazai Shtein Rabbein Nechananu, he doesn't know why Rashi had mentioned such a Chav L'Acherim. Then there's another kasha he asks. So he learns like the Rabbein Nechananu. So it's Chav L'Acherim that, she can't get married to anyone. She's also a kula oma. That's the chav l'acherim. Then he asks Akash, he says, why is this Tosant Akash, why is this called chav l'acherim? He says, Hidos Baldin is not Nemon when it's chav l'acherim. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. So, if I'll say, I sold my field. So it's chav l'acherim now you can't buy it from me. So that's called Chav L'Acherim. The Isha says she got married to him. She's also of the world. So just like a person can sell his field, and that's not considered Chav L'Acherim. So Mamela, so an Isha can marry herself, get married to anybody. And now it's Chav L'Acherim. So that's not called Chav L'Acherim. A Bailim on themselves can do whatever they want with themselves. Why this is called Chav L'Acherim? I feel that we learn like the Tamei Nechananu, that she became also to the world. So she sold herself, or she let herself become purchased or bought by the husband. So Mamela, why is this called Chav L'Acherim? He doesn't understand the concept of Chav L'Acherim. So the Magi of the Rashba wants to say that there's a difference between Eidos Baldin and speaking about others. He says as follows, by Mekech HaMemke, I'm saying I sold my field. So the Iker HaGod is Lagabi myself. Before it belonged to me. And now it's not mine anymore. That's what I'm saying. Someone was dreaming to purchase it for me and I can't purchase it. No. But that's not my HaGod. My HaGod is that something I'm saying about my possessions. Before it belonged to me, I sold it. It's not mine anymore. That's called Hidos Baldin. For a woman to say, yeah, the whole HaGod is she's also to the world. That is Ishus. Ishus is that no one can marry me. That's the Asala Kulama Kagish. I mean, that is Ishus. So Mamela, this already is speaking directly on others. This is called Chav L'Acherim. The whole Haggadah is, I'm not speaking about myself, which might affect others. The whole Dibur is Lagabe others. That's what the Megillah wants to say on the Rashba. Just one second. He brings to my Ivan. The Geder Eido who Mashe Meid Al Atzmoi. I'm speaking about myself. The Momin Mikri Eido Al Atzmoi. Mashe Enken Hochem Mikri Kol Dvorov Eides Al Acherim. Shasuro Lehem. Leides Sorech Beis Eidim. That means here the whole Neishu, the Manzasvar, the whole issues comes about through the Issa. The Issa is not, say, a byproduct of the issues. The Issa is a chelik of issues that she becomes also a kulaume. So here, she's speaking about the Issa. So that is not, that doesn't fall into the gather of Hidah. Hidah means I'm speaking about myself, even though someone might have a shikl hafsit on this that I sold it, but that's called Hidah. Hashem can hear the Iker HaGodah is Lagabi Acherem, that she's also to others. Al Kaponim, this is how we could learn Pshat in the Gemara. Zot the Gemara weiter, Mar Zutre v'Rav Adre Sove, b'nei de Rav Mori Barisa, Polig Nechsayu b'Hadi Adoni. These are two brothers, and they divided up the Nechosim. You take this, I'll take this, and they came to a mutual agreement. Also, and no one was there, Bishas Techaluke, it was between themselves, they divided it. There was a mutual agreement how to divide it. Also, Lekame de Ravashi, Omrulei, Alpishnai Eidem, Omar Rachmone. The Torah says that by Mominus you need to aid him. So why do you need to aid him? Is the need of to aid him the boy Lemeheda Lemotri Hadrabu? The need of to aid him is if one of the two parties is chayzer, he said it never happened. So that's why when there's a difference of opinion, what occurred, then you need to aid him. Banan loy odri, we trust one another, we're honest people, and so then the chalukah was good. Oidume loy mekayme milse elo bisadi. Well, maybe pshat in the pasuk is you need mamish to aid him to stand there. And Kozman, there's no to aid him there. There's no to aid him there, so nothing happened. So that means that Fulu, we agreed, Bishaitoi, that the Chalukah will be in this Oifen. It's worthless. That's what the Pasuk means. You need to aid them to stand there in order that there should be any, value in what was done. If to aid them weren't standing there, so it's worthless. Nothing was chal. No, there's no Indian that you need to aid them to stand there. That what the Torah says, Apishna aid them, Yokim Dova, means that if there's a dispute later, so we have to be Mavara through to aid them. But if there's no dispute, there's no need Bechlau for aid them there. Let's see what Rashi says. V'nei Rav Mori Goras, Achim Ovil. These are brothers. Al pishnaim shitzricha teira. L'may hilchas yitzach edem. Shum diboy l'mehede is the purpose of edem. If one wants to have charote, v'loim aloy kachoye. He says it never occurred like this. L'yucho loy makein. She'elo yidem. Who shitzricha makos of edem? That's the reason why you need edem. You need edem if a dispute arises and one wants to be makrish that this never occurred. Wants to deny that this never occurred, so then you need Aidim to be Mevaradis. We're not liars. We won't have Charote from what we had done now. So in Mela, there's no need for Aidim. Oidume, Shafilo Haim Aidim, Ein Devrem Kayomim Elob Aidim. Maybe that's Pshat and Pasuk. Hapi, Shnei Aidim, Yokum Dova. Benimsa, Ani, Marzik, Beshleisa, Punfakel. So I'm doing an Abla. I mean, I'm holding his money. For who bishali? Fakat, I'm a gazlan. The agreement is worthless. Nothing happened. So, she'ain chalukah, say no klum. That was the shail. We need mamish to aid them there. So the Gemara says, the visadi ol shakri akayfrim bedvarim loyma loykenu. But if there was no kayfrim, there's no need for to bring to aid. Let us see Taisvis. Le'ivrei sadi elo l'shakri. Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam. So you don't need Edim by any transaction. You only need Edim if there's a dispute of what occurred, then you need Edim. Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The Ein Tzorach Edim Laseis Kinyan. You don't need, when you make a Kinyan Chalipin, there's no need for two Edim to stand there. The Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan without Edim. V'ho da Omer Peg Cheskes Habatim Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim Ve'ein Tzorech Loimer Ksuvu. Now let's learn Elach the Gemara. L'cheira, the Gemara means to say as follows. You make a Kinyan Chalipin, need two people standing there to witness the Kinyan. That's Halach Aleph, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. Number two, after they witness it, they can write a shtar without you telling them to write a shtar. About al kaponim, what is bothering Tosfos is the first half. Kinyan bifnei shnayim. Here we just have over here ivri sadi elo l'shakri elo hachi koma kinyan harogel bifnei shnayim. A kinyan which normally is made, not you need shnayim. Normally we make a kinyan bifnei shnayim. So if you have to ain't zarech leimek suvo. So you don't have to tell them to write a shtar. Abobadai ain't so shnayim. You don't need to aid them over there. It means that normally they used to have aid them over there to witness it. Like there was really nothing substantial was done. He gives them a suda, he takes it back, and they're finished, and the whole thing is done and over with. So normally they used to have aid them over there, but not that be'etzem. There's a halachic that can need for aid them. There's no need of aid. The kama hosom, hoyaimid begayrim, the ain beyodai mois, and he wants to be makna something to someone else. So let him be makna with a suda. Mishani, the last lay suda. He doesn't have a suda. And the Gemara says, he doesn't have a suda, he's a gavra. He doesn't have a suda, there's no shirt, there's nothing. Al kaponim does say so. But myle mishani lo heyu sham eidim. I think most of us there wasn't any eidim. Shmami no, the kinyamani belo eidim. Vechemash vekama the Sanhedrin, kama rosam pshore bi yochid. You can make a pshore with a yoch, vekama the pshore tzricha kinyan. So vayis tachoy is that you make the kinyan hastes without eidim standing there. Okay, let us go further. Zook the Gemara weiter. More or less, a new sugya. Omar Rabbi, Omar loy eid echad ochal tocheilev. An eid echad comes over to a person, he says, you know, you ate chaylev. What does that mean? That means you have to bring a kol. You have to bring a kol mchafish, eid chaylev. Ba'al lo shoysik, and Yenna doesn't say anything. He's not makrish him. He's quiet. Nemot. So the eid is nemot. Now, for the present time, I'd like to mention we're going to have a whole sugya of shtike kahido. I'd like to mention the lashon of Tosfos in Yevamis. Tosfos in Yevamis, that in Chesamad Aleph, says, shtike, there the moment is also lashon of shtike kohido. Given the shosak niraloi emes, v'yedeyek tzas sheyesh raglayim ledova. That means, shtike kohido means that someone comes over to him, he told him yesterday, 2 o'clock, you know, when you were eating lunch, that oily piece of meat was chaylev you were eating. You said it was very gishmak, you know, that was chaylev. And then he listens to him, and then I can taste it different. I never tasted it like this. Nira lo yemes. That means it sounds true. And the yedeyak tashi yesh raglayim ledova. It means it could be the way you say. So let us understand. So we're having like this. An eid echad is saying you ate chaylev. That's an amonus of eid echad. I'm shoysik. So the shtika of the oichel is saying, could be you're right. So, with that could be, you can't bring a kol. You bring a kol that's chul lazore. So, you need eid echot nemo. You need the nemonis of the eid. But the nemonis of the eid alone, without a haskome, without a raglaim ledover from the baldovo, that could be it's true, could be. And eid echot wouldn't be nemo. So Abaye, why? That we'll see later in the sugya. But Abaye is saying that al kaponim this combination. And eid echad says ochal tocheilev. Ba'alo shosak, and he's quiet, and could be. So these two together, the eid echad is nemon, and he has to bring a kol. That is what Abaye is saying. So the eid is neman. V'tana tune, our tana learned, b'garay from the Mishnah, omar lo yeidecho d'chal t'chelet, v'alo oima lo yochalti potter. And he says, I didn't eat. So then he's potter from a kol. So look how the Mishnah said it. If he says, I didn't eat, I don't have as kome l'divrei hoi. Taima d'omar loy. Or ishtik mehemon. But it would seem, but if he was quiet, we can remedike this aloche from the Mishnah. V'amar Rabbi. Then Rabbi said a second aloche. Omar lo yeidechot nitmu tarei sech. That, let us just, Bizman Chazal, they were rogel to eat chulun betare. They ate chulun betare, wasn't samadai. And there's a merdeke Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that Achashverish made a sude, even though the sude was a ser she made shule, that was the sude. And he made a sude then, and we invited all the people of Shushan Abira. Now Achashverish was a very shrewd person. He knew that he'll invite him to sude, who's gonna eat there? So the Rav HaMachsher was no one less than Mordechai HaTzadik, and he gave the hechshar on the food. And in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar it says, whoever wanted to eat chulun betare, you can eat chulun betare also. That means there were special booths, those who are nizer and chulun betare, there you can get chulun betare, al pi hashgoches, Mordechai HaTzadik, I mean, the wine is ungefragt, it was kosher. God Nasibi says that there was no hefshah on the chairs, no hefshah on the waitresses, but the chairs were shatnas and the waitresses were. But Al Kaponim, the food was kosher. That was Achashverish's intent to get them in there. At least they wouldn't come, they wouldn't need anything. So Al Kaponim, but they used to eat chulam betara. Sanedechot comes and tells him, Nitmo tari secho, your taris, you know, because it became tome. Balo shoysik, in Yenna is quiet. So nemo, petana tuna, eidecha doima nitmu, alo ima roi nitmu, toher. Taiwe doba aloi, he says, it didn't become tummy. Istik mehemon, again we have the same diak, davke nitmu. Davke loi nitmu, but istik will be nemo. Bama rabbi, omalai eidecha, shoircha nirba. That your shayr was reveya and ishe, so it's possible akrovim. Va'alo shayseik nemon, so it's possible akrovim. But anatune we learned v'shenev the boya beira, v'sheheimis or it killed al pi edechod or al pi abaylim nemon. If it's al pi edechod, be abaylim nemon. Hay al pi edechod heichidam. Either come moide abaylim. I know I'll be a bailam. El alav the shosik. So that's what it means. It means that the bailam was shosik. It's not I'll be a bailam. They weren't loide. They weren't makshish. They were shosik. So in these three cases, Abaye is telling us just that we should have a little idea of what's happening over here. All these three cases, there's a common denominator. The Eidus is being mafsid the Baal HaMomen. I tell you, you ate chaylev, you have to bring a kol. I tell you, you nit mutarei secho, nit mutarei secho, so it's not perdik etvu. I tell you, shorcho nirba, so like this, you were aiming to sell it for a korban, and now, shorcho nirba. So all these three cases, there is a hafsid to the Baalim. And Abaye says, but if it's Shosak, so it means I'm stepping on his toes with my Eidus. But if it's Shosak, so I have a shtikel askome from the Bible. Could be. He hears is a glamud of it. Could be a strong begat. So then the Eidechad is never. But he said three distinct cases, which Elochaira are all saying the same message. So the Gemara says, Otzrich, I need all three cases. The Yashmin and Hachka Maise, if it only say the first case. Ilav the kimloi benavshe the ochal chulam bazori lahava maise. Could be the first case. Could be there. The shtika is that means he seems to agree with him, could be, and it's Megeya Estes to bring her home. And we hear from him, could be, I hear. Yes, he wouldn't bring Chulam Bazos, so Al Kochach, if he's bringing a Kolbin, so that there we see the Shtika is a agreement of some sorts to the eight. And if you have this combination, a God is a eight, and an agreement of some sorts to the eight, so then there's an amount. Avonit Mutari Sechon. But if he comes over to him and he says, Nit Mutari Sechon, Eimam Rinam, so this whole thing could be, is not such an important, Nekuda Lagabi him. That means that what I'm shosik and I seem to accept it is because not that I'm with my shtika I'm saying, oh, it's right, it's mistava taka. No, so it's tamei, so he's tamei, it's tamei, so I need tamei dikets also when I'm tamei, eat tamei dikets. So the whole thing is not a big asik by me, not a big deal by me. So there could be, we don't attribute the shtike to a haido, to a ktsas haskome, that it could be. So Nabai said, no, even though it's not such a big asik, he could use it, be made to Mose, but chulun, tatoyadike chulun is also something. There's a market for chulun, tatoyadike chulun. Lamai said, so if he keeps quiet, we hear from him, we hear from Ishtike that could be. So Mamel, that's why they dechad is not. Viashminen ho, Mishum de Kamafsu lebi meita rosa. This fault I have said, that means a good meita mose, but the meita rosa, he was relying to eat this and now became tummy. Abo shayre nirba, but if he said shayre nirba, meima oma, so there to be a svore to say, kola shvorim, lav the gabi misbeach kaimi. That means what? So I can't use this for kolm. And I have 10,000 shvorim, and most of them are either sold for charisha, for butchers, to people eat. I mean, so what you're telling me, shercha nirba, is not a big asik by me. So I would think there we don't say shtike kohedo. It's kamash malon. And all these three cases, I attribute his shtike that he means to say quietly, could be. And therefore, and since this is how I understand the Ishtike, so therefore the eight is an amos. Let us see Rashi. Zat Rashi. Achal tochelu b'shoigik b'chayiv ato kolben. He's talking to me, chayiv ato kolben. Nemon hei, b'kosher ha kolben. So it's a kosher kolben. Ve'ein kan mishum oi hoida eilov chatosoi. Now there's a miyut. By hoida elov chatosoi, the loy sheyidiyu acher. Now Chazal darshan from this pasuk that the baal hakorban has to know about the chet. He has to be aware of the chet. So there'd be a mokim to think hoida elov chatosoi means if I know about it, I'm not too sure. He's telling me, so I would think perhaps this is no good. So Rashi says, no, this miyut, by hoida elov chatosim lo yishidu acherim, this is also called hoida. It's called I know about it. How do I know? Yenna says, and that it could be, he has a point there. So memeo, that's called hoida elov. V'ho chidashin lo mishmaite kamais di sherab lo yishidu acherim v'u makri. That's called yishidu acherim. If I say you're a liar, I never ate meat, yesterday by lunch I was eating, it was cheese, it wasn't meat. You told me I ate meat, I ate chaylev. He's makrishim. Then, so they decha says, I saw it. So then is the way she do achem. I have to know myself. But this is called haydeilo. Sheikh haniba va'osa lakrova. So that's what he's telling him. Avol asokloi trebina. Doma amal ki misus abaylam kach misus asher. To give the sheikh skill you need to aid him. Now what? That'll be a nechod and I'll be dialem. Utzricha lashminim bekulo dishtikosai haidohi, this chiddish that I assume that ishtike is a haidoh to the divrayei. If it would say only kolben, so I think because he realizes it's chulun bazores, so if he goes and brings a kolben, a piyei, that seems is moide to the aid that the staki is wrong begab. But by nitmutari secha chazle be made to mos. Will ich beslein. So it really doesn't matter. Well, it's great to say, say it's tummy, let it be tummy. The lava I do. And if it's not a do umutorim, let toirim. So the male then a toir ketake eat it. Or there'd be a svore lav legabe mizbeach kaib. Leich bishloi lehakrishe. Why should he tell them not like that? It's gait him nishtans. He say it's nirba, labi nirba. Vaido mi elei have, umut lehakrove. It's riche that no, I assume in all these three cases that it's called aido. Bishnik is aido. Let us see Taisvis. Omale eidechon achal tachelev. Mahalo shaisik nemo. Perish tishtike kohido domi. Mahavi noida loy ma'atzmi. That's called I know. That means, but because after he tells me, and I'm shtickle maskim to what he says, it's called I know. Avol oma loy eini yedeye, eini nemo lechayiv ko. Tachsivoy hoida eilav voloy sheyediyuhu acherim. So, if we'll be medayek, there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos here. Rashi said, the miyat v'loi sheyediyu acherim is speaking about v'hu makrish. He says, no. That's what the pasuk is telling us. The Eidecha says, achal tachelev, he says, I never ate chelev in my life. He's makrish. And Tosfos says, the pasuk is coming to tell us that he says eini yedeya. That means so eini yedeya is a darga less than shtike. Shtike could be translated shtike kaido. That means yesh dvarim begav. Eini yedeya could be a shtike lakoshe. You say I don't know about it. So it could be it's a shtike lakoshe. That's how Taisus learns. And eini yedeya is felten hoyda elov. What are you saying, any day? I told you. And he's saying, right, any day, it's felt in a high day, love. So, it could be that Vayakir means this, it could be, we mentioned yesterday, that Rashi, according to the Gilsa we have in our Rashi, not like the Bach's Gilsa, it could be, when Rashi said, the Gemara said, Eidechot Bakroshe Lav Klum, so it says in Rashi, Eidechad bakroshe dike chad sade de makrishlei. Mi mehema. So Rashi says Eidechad bakroshe even Eidechad keneged Eidechad. So that means she's also makrish. So by stois Rashi holds that a baldov was not prepared to be makrish in Eidechad. I'm saying you, the Eidechad says you're married to Reuven. She says, no, I'm not. That's not called bakroshe. Lora esta kashe. But it's Eidechad Bakroshe, because one eight said she's married to Reuven, when the eight said she's married to Shimon. That was the Gemara's Kasha. But could be Akroshe's Baldova is not strong enough to be Makrish and Eidechad. So therefore, according to Rashi, used the Posig, Oyhoidei the Vloishe du Acherim, is speaking about Eidehu Acherim felt. That means, could be, be'emes, listen, you say, achal tachelev, legabi, bezn, mustama, you're more nemon than me. Bezn will believe you more than me. I say, I didn't eat chelev. But al kaponim, in chiev, kolm, shait, v'loi shiidu achem. You have to know that you have to consent or not be misnagid al kaponim, that loy achal tachelev. That's why it could be Rashi learns the posuk, speaking about that there was makrish. The Keraneir in Yevamis brings down that Tosva says in Krisus, the Pasuk has to be speaking said any Yedeya. Because if he said Lo Yachalti, you don't need a Pasuk, says that's a Nechad Bakroshe. So why do you need a Pasuk? So Tosva held that Kroshe's Baldova is also a Kroshe. So why do you need a Pasuk? So therefore Tosva says the Pasuk I need when he says any Yedeya. So Tzilchus HaKroshe felt us. But Al Kaponim there's a new Alocha of Lo Yedeyu Achel. And let's finish the Taisvis. So Taisvis, he appears to stick a guy dodo, if I have a noivel miatma, but omalai eini yeideya, eini nemo lachayev kolbun, dachsi vay hoidei lovloishinu acheyev. Vidavke echot, That's dafke, that what we say. That if he says, Eini Yodeya, he doesn't bring a kolb, that dafke neidechot said that, that you ate chaylev, and he said, Eini Yodeya, so felten hoidelo. Avul shnayim nemonim. But if two edim come and say, you ate chaylev, and he says, Eini Yodeya, that's, I'm sorry, that's called hoidelo. You listen to them. Or maybe kolben al yodom, kidom ahosom. So, but this is a din, but this pasuk is speaking about one aid. So one aid is not an emunis gemure. So memele, there we need that he should be shaisek al koponim. So the shtik is a shtikel has come to what aid is saying. It's the Omalai Hei the Chaltachev Oyeloch Leida Bohu Shoisek. That means, if the shtik is, he's telling him something that he has no way of knowing what the Eid is telling him, then you can't have shtik a kaido. No, but the Eid is telling him that you're aware of it, that it tasted modern and it was dust. So Mamela, so then the Loch is that the Eid is Nemon, I'll shtik a kaido.